It's not news that there are dudes, guys, buds, and fellas who practice the ancient exercise regimen of yoga. But the simple fact is that most men do not do yoga and aren't planning to anytime soon. Enter Broga, a yoga class designed for, well, bros. Broga's creator and instructor is Robert Sidoti. The 41-year-old is blonde with a trim, muscular build. He says he started practicing yoga about 10 years ago as a supplement to other workouts.
First of all, it's a great feeling, you know, and then when it was applied toward, you know, I played a lot of basketball, a lot of golf, you know, it affected my flexibility in a real positive way, and also the strength, you know, I was able to hit the golf ball longer, I was able to play longer, my stamina was increased, so I just really fell in love with it.
Sidoti lives on the island of Martha's Vineyard, where he runs a small landscaping business and his wife teaches yoga. The couple and their son spend 2 months of the year in California, where Sidoti grew up. He says the name Broga was born during a get-together with old friends.
One of my close friends who drinks Coca-Cola and he smokes his cigarettes and he's like that guy. No judgment, that's just who he is. And I'm like, I'm so into yoga, man. This stuff's so cool. You know, I'm like really digging it. I'm talking it up. And he's like, man, you need to do something for the bros. What about Broga? And it was just like ding, 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 ding.
Sidoti started teaching Broga on Martha's Vineyard about 3 years ago. Earlier this summer, he started another class in Somerville, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. My wife and my mother-in-law enjoy yoga, but I've never tried it. So on a Saturday morning 2 weeks ago, I decided to man up and find out what Broga is all about.
Come on in, just getting started.
The studio on the lower level of a large community building is dimly lit, and there's a faint smell of incense. Mirrors line the wall along the front of the room, and before long, the space is pretty full, with 14 people on rectangular orange mats.
Slowly start to just observe the breath as it travels in and as it leaves your body. Make the connection.
After some quiet breathing and stretching, we move into poses, and it quickly starts to feel like a real workout.
Breathe in here, and exhale, lower all the way down. Untuck your toes, lift off cobra pose. Exhale, downward dog.
It seems that there are several yoga beginners in the group. It takes one to know one. And Sidoti makes a point to stroll past our mats to offer some guidance.
And then you lift through the waist, alive up through the waist, ribcage. Send the left knee forward more, duh. Keep the right heel lifted for this one. That's the warrior stance.
Winthrop, Massachusetts resident Adam O'Neill is Sidoti's friend and business partner and is working to market Broga. O'Neill took up yoga several years ago after suffering a back injury at the age of 25 while working as a carpenter. O'Neill admits he should have come around much sooner. His mother's been teaching yoga for 30 years in his hometown in upstate New York.
I was a collegiate athlete. I played a lot of sports in high school, and I was aware of the potential great benefits of it, but it was just like, I'm not doing that, dude. Like, I'm not going, you know? And even to my mom, she would kind of be like, you know, you really should do it, Ad. You know, you really need to go try it. But I thought, you know, no way. That's crazy. I'm not going to do yoga.
It's like the ultimate I told you so moment
yeah,
for your mom, right?
Yeah, totally.
O'Neill says some men are surprised to learn how challenging a yoga workout can be.
You can't muscle through it like you always could. You can't bang out a couple more reps on the, you know, bench press or just like dig deep and try to push a little harder on that mile run. Yoga is very much about living in that uncomfortable moment, and rather than trying to avoid it, learning to manage it and to deal with it and to find peace in that.
Yoga Journal is the top-selling magazine about yoga in the United States. In 2008, the publication commissioned a survey of more than 5,000 people. The study found there were approximately 15.8 million yoga practitioners in the U.S., and nearly 28% of them were men. John Capuya is a professor of nonfiction writing at the University of Tampa. His book, Real Men Do Yoga, was published in 2003.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. I would just be very surprised if almost a third of the people in this country right now who practice yoga are men.
Capuya says he thinks fear of embarrassment keeps many men from giving yoga a shot.
I mean, I think it's kind of like the stereotype, well, men won't ask for directions when they're driving. you know, they don't want to go to a room in front of a bunch of women and then, like, the person says, okay, you know, shining upside down dog pose, and you know, you don't know what she's talking about, and you don't do it, and, you know, you're behind. And I think some people are reluctant to put themselves in that position.
Lengthen your spine. So reach your head toward the mirror. Long legs, hands resting on the shins.
Halfway through the hour and 15-minute class, I know my hamstrings are going to be killing me by the next morning, if not sooner. Push-ups are part of my regular exercise routine, but holding the plank pose in between reps isn't, and my shoulders will be hurting too. Much as I hate to interrupt the flow of my workout, I periodically leave my mat just to check on my recording equipment. You know, to be sure it's still working.
Good. All together. Exhale.
Most of the poses we're doing today are common in regular yoga classes. Sidoti says he emphasizes upper body exercises to appeal to men with something they're likely to do well already. By design, there's no chanting or ohms, and few of the spiritual aspects found in some classes. He also incorporates a strong cardio component into each class, and that's where Hindu squats come in. The move involves squatting, sweeping your arms so your fingers graze the floor, then rising as you pull your arms back and thrust your chest out. As we repeat them in rapid succession, the breathing gets heavier, the room gets hot, and the mirrors behind Sidoti become completely fogged.
Breathe in and out.
This is Somerville resident Paul Lowenstein's second time at Broga. He says he's been to a few regular yoga classes, and he notices the difference.
This yoga, I definitely sweat more than any other yoga I've done before. I kind of hate it at the time, but it's good in the end.
Broga's aimed at men, but the classes are open to anyone, and half of today's group is women. Carolyn Burke and Laura Mandelberg both live in Somerville. Mandelberg says she enjoyed the upper body workout. Burke says she's taken traditional yoga classes, but never felt flexible enough to fit in.
I've done a few, but it actually kind of scared me away from yoga because it's always put your leg behind your head and twist like a pretzel. And this one, I didn't feel like I had to contort my body into weird poses that I cannot do because I'm not flexible at all. So in that sense, it was actually more appealing to me, I guess because it was centered for guys who can't really do that either.
But it wasn't just the workout that lured the women to a class designed for guys.
I was brought out with the promise that there would be hot, sweaty men. Which sounds a little shallow, but I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I promised her hot, sweaty men.
Broga is not a moneymaker yet, and adding a class on the mainland is a huge commitment for Sidoti. Every Saturday, he takes a 6 a.m. ferry from Martha's Vineyard, which takes him to a bus, which takes him to a subway, and after a 20-minute walk, he arrives at the studio for a 10 o'clock class. If they develop a regular following at the new location, Sidoti and O'Neill say the next step for Broga is finding and training instructors in other cities. Eventually, they'd like to offer a full range of instruction videos online. Sidoti says the name Broga gets people's attention, but it's a blessing and a curse.
My battle with Broga is I'm offering something and creating something, a concept that I believe is real, it has depth, there's integrity, but I have to understand that it's a name that you can really play with. You know, I mean, there are so many broisms that you can throw in with this. You know, it's like, get with the program, stop procrastinating, get to the, you know what I mean? It's like, it's marketable beyond.
And that concludes the story of my first experience with yoga. It was great exercise, and I'm planning to give it another shot. I even picked up some of the lingo. Namaste, bro. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given. Our technical director is John Parati. We had help this week from Gwendolyn Clayton at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view my Broga picks or learn more about this week's music selections like this groovy one, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagameradio. Our final word comes from Broga instructor Robert Sidoti, who assesses my Broga skills.
Well, my observation of you was that you adapted pretty well to it, pretty quickly.
Far out. I'm Doug Trabu. Bill Littlefield returns next week. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. This is NPR.